وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله we continue the class from the book of Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba, and we were in the middle of the Al-Qa'id Al-Thalitha, the third fundamental, the third principle. Before that, I would like to make two corrections. I make two mistakes. One was last night, when I mentioned that Prophet Musa, عليه الصلاة والسلام وعلى نبينا محمد أفضل الصلاة والتسليم, is love an angel. And damage that angel's eye. Who was that angel did I mention? La ilaha illa. It's a big mistake. Yes. That I said Jibril. That is wrong. Right after the class, one of the brothers told me, I said, why didn't you tell me in the middle of class, akhi? This is what's called Sabqul Lisan. What's Sabqul Lisan in English? Yes. Yes, Ahsant, Barakallahu Fik, Mikael. It's the slip of the tongue. No question. I wanted to say the angel of death. Angel Jibril doesn't take soul out. The angel who takes the soul out is only one single angel from all creation. Subhanallah. Once in Malakul Maut, Malakun Wahid. The angel of the death, the one who takes the soul out from the creation, when Allah gives him the command, is one single angel. So it was that angel, not Angel Jibril. This is Safqul Lisan. Alhamdulillah, Allahul Kareem, from His generosity, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and easiness, He makes this religion easy. Is Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina wa akhtana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't hold into account for the person when he mistake, when is the slip of the tongue and the like. Subhanallah, I was listening to one of the ulama. He was giving a talk. Subhanallah, a statement he said is yani statement of kufr. But that's not what he wanted. He wanted a statement of tawheed. Yeah, everyone who knows, the Sheikh knows this is a mistake. Even normal Muslim make this mistake, you know it's a mistake. So this is mistakes happen. You remember the man who was very happy, was very rejoiced with getting his camel back and with the food, and instead of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and showing gratefulness to Allah and saying, oh Allah, anta rabbi wa ana abduk. Oh Allah, you are my Lord and I am your slave. He said the opposite. أخطأ من شدة الفرح. المهم, this mistake has happened. So if it happened, it's more appropriate. It is more haq to correct the person. Don't wait to correct it. Some of us, out of respect and shy, we don't correct the mistake, which is very obvious mistake. If you have doubt, maybe this, there may be opinion on this issue. This is different. But when you're sure 100% the person is a mistake, especially talking to a public, those who listen may not have the chance to listen again, may travel. It's good, inshallah, to correct. Of course, has a way to correct it. Alhamdulillah. If somebody feels shy to correct it, there's a way to, you can ask as a question, in a form of a question. For instance, it was the angel who Prophet Musa hit him, was he angel Jibril or was he the angel of the death? The person who wakes up now. And the like. The other mistake also was before that night. Is when I mentioned the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that the person placed his hand where he feel pain from the body. He put his hand and he make dua. He say the dua and that there is cure, inshallah, heal. Who remember what dua I mentioned? Na'am. Na'am, Luqman. Ahsant. Barakallahu fiqh. Yes, I mentioned to say dua, Bismillah, الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. Again, Barakallahu fiqh. One of my brothers reminded me. He asked me actually a question. If I'm not mistaken, it came to me in a form of question. And so, that is not the hadith. The hadith is, it's sound hadith, Sahih Muslim. But that hadith is to say, Bismillah, to put your hand, place your hand wherever you feel pain, and say three times, Bismillah, 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 أعوذ بعزة الله وقدرته من شر ما أجد وأحاذر. Bismillah, 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 three times. Your hand is on the place you feel the pain. أعوذ بعزة الله وقدرته من شر ما أجد وأحاذر. That is the other dua. اللهم أنت السلام. That is the other dua. طيب, بارك الله فيك. So inshallah in the future, if سبق اللسان mistake, misplacing the hadith and the like happen, الحمد لله, get reward from Allah, inshallah, and correct the person. بارك الله فيك. طيب. Anyone else who remind us another mistake? نعم أخي. Any brother? جزاه الله. Yes, in the future, please do so. Messenger Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام was leading the salah, and he said, "I couldn't get the ayah when he was leading salah." The Sahaba رضوان الله تعالى عليهم, they didn't answer. They didn't mention to the Prophet ﷺ the ayah is missing. They remained quiet. When Salah finished, Prophet ﷺ asked, "Is there Ubay here?" He said, "Yes, Ubay ibn Ka'ab." He said, why you don't remind me? I'm a human. I forget as you forget. If I forget, remind me. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is the messenger of Allah عليه وسلم. Quran, who angel Jibril listen from him. But he's a human being. He said, "Ana Bashar. I'm a human." Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another time he prayed the salah, 4 rak'ah. Instead of 4, how many rak'ah Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed? 2. When he finished, Sahaba, Umar, Abu Bakr, Umar, the like, they remained quiet, silent, out of haiba, shy to address the issue. So Sahabi called Dhul Yaddain, asked the Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Oh, the mitzvah was salah shortened or you forgot?" Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "I didn't forget and it was not shortened." Because this is Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he believed. This is what he believed. هذا يسمى غلبة الظن. In the Sharia, it's Alhamdulillah. It's from the easiness of the deen of Allah that if you don't have a certainty, you go by the majority of the assumption. It's all must. Otherwise, the religion would have been difficult to us. How could we know that my cloth is 100% pure? Yes, I don't know where I sit. I don't know who of the children go or me. And I don't know when I enter the bathroom. Anything can happen. If I can take something and put on my cloth, I don't know. But that's not what's being considered. was being considered is the mature assumption, the origin. And the like, Maghrib, you think Maghrib is inter, the sunset, sometimes it may not. Sometimes it's down, sometimes may not. But that's not what you are required. What you are required is, if you don't have the certainty, then the maturity of your assumption. So Prophet ﷺ, he go by that. Until the Sahabi keep on repeating. Prophet ﷺ, he asked the other Sahaba, أصدق ذو اليدين? Is ذو اليدين telling the truth? They say yes. He ﷺ stood up, prayed the two rak'ah, finished the salah, make the two sujudu sahaw, and finish the taslim out. So alhamdulillah, hikmah. From there we learn how to correct if we forget a part of the prayer. From there we learn that you go by the maturity of the assumption, ghalabatu dhan, until it become the opposite. ماذا قال الشيخ عثيمين? The noble book we took, وَالظَّنُّ فِي الْعِبَادَةِ الْمُعْتَبَرُ وَنَفْسَ الْأَمْرِ فِي الْعُقُودِ اعْتَبَرُ لَكِنْ إِذَا تَبَيَّنَ الظَّنُّ خَطَأ فَأَبْرِئِ الذِّمَّةَ صَحِحِ الْخَطَأَ كَرَجُلٍ صَلَّى قُبَيْلَ الْوَقْتِ فَلْيُعِيدِ الصَّلَاةَ بَعْدَ الْوَقْتِ. So this is the rule. The ibadah, when it comes to act of worship, dhan is considered. The غالب dhan. What's غالب dhan in English? There's English terminology, I don't know. غالب الظن. Yes? Pre-bounder. Anyway, it's the matured of assumption. What do you think the most? 90, 95, around that. You think this is the way it is. It's considered. Even in the salah, you may say, is it 4 rak'ah or 3 rak'ah you pray? And غالبتو الظن is one of it. You go by that one. But if it's not غلبت ظن, is you are in the middle, for instance, 50-50, now you go to less number. You assume the less number. المهم, على كل حال. طيب, in this we stopped. دليل الملائكة, the proof of the angels. And also, دليل الأنبياء, the proof of the prophets. That means the prophets shouldn't be worshipped. And the Shaykh mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the day of judgment Prophet Isa, if he called people to worship him and his mother Maryam besides Allah. And that Prophet Isa alayhi salam will free himself from that. And that he only called people to u'budu Allah. أن اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم. He said, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. That was the message of Prophet Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام. Then the Shaykh said, والدليل الصالحين, and the proof of the صالحين, righteous ones. أقرأ العربي. والدليل الصالحين قوله تعالى, أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه. أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه. أولئك, those الذين يدعون, those whom they, the idol worshippers, call upon. This اسم إشارة. أولئك, those who the idol worshippers invoke to, they call upon. Who are those? The ulama, they say, some of they say are the angels. Some of they say are the Prophet Isa alayhi salam and Maryam. Some of them say no, they are the jinn. So those they call in, the idol worshippers, يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة, desire. They themselves, those being called, those being invoked to, those the idol worshippers are calling them, they themselves desire means of access to their Lord. actually يبتغون is they are seeking. They wishing, they want access to their Lord, al-wasila, a way to reach, to approach their Lord. So if the tafsir of the ayah is, the Salaf Salih mentioned, if it is Prophet Isa alayhi salam and Maryam, they themselves are in a state of seeking closeness to Allah. If they are angels, the same thing. If there are those jinn who believe in Allah, the same thing. Someone else is calling them, is asking them help, and they themselves are seeking means to approach Allah Azza wa Jal, means of access to Allah Azza wa Jal. When they are calling, when they are seeking means to reach Allah, which is al-qurba wal-amal wa-salih, righteous action, what state are they upon? Those, whether it is Prophet Isa or Maryam, or whether it's the angel, whether it's the jinn, what state are they upon? Allah said, أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ. As to which of them should be the nearest. So the more those they call in, the idol worship are calling them, the more one of them is close to Allah, is the more he is seeking access to Allah. The more those they are calling besides Allah, they themselves are nearer to Allah, is the more they seeking a way to reach Allah. So they themselves need Allah. They are in competition to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do that which pleases Allah azza wa jal. And someone else is asking them, what state are they upon? Allah said, وَيَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابَهُ. And they hope for his mercy and fear his torment. They hope for his mercy. Those the idol worshipers call upon besides Allah, they themselves are seeking access to Allah Azza wa Jal, a way to approach Allah Azza wa Jal by doing righteous actions while they are in hope and fear. They have hope in Allah's mercy and they have fear in Allah's punishment and that Allah rejects their acts of worship. And this is the state a believer should be upon. When you pray, when you fasting, when you give charity, when you recite in Quran, you should be upon those two characters. You should have these two qualities. Number one, Raja'u Rahmatillah. You should have hope in Allah that Allah accepts your fasting. Inshallah, Allah is accepting your sadaqah. Allah is accepting your... You have to have this hope. Allah is accepting your dua. Ask Allah what you want. Allah will answer to you. Have this hope of al-raja. And at the same time, you should have also fear that Allah may reject your act of worship. So by having these two, you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you go extreme in one of it, you lost. If you get involved, extreme in hope and no fear, this is a loss. This is what the al-murji'ah are upon. And if you go extreme in fear, you lost as well. This is the way of khawarij. You'll be in between. يَدْعُونَ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِينَ. Another surah is, which surah? وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. Which surah? Surah 2? Al-Anbiya. Al-Anbiya. Inshallah, we should memorize the Quran this month, inshallah, Ramadan. Hopefully, when the month ends, inshallah, these ayat are easily grabbed, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. They narrate from some of the Salaf Salih. They even used to staff class of knowledge in Ramadan just to review the Quran. Some of them mentioned that. Al-Muhim, seeking knowledge is from the righteous actions. Rather, the optional act of the optional knowledge, seeking the optional knowledge, is prevailed over seeking doing the action, the optional act of worship. فضل العلم خير من فضل العبادة. Hadith Anas مرفوعا. You can go back to the Jami al-Ulum, Kitab al-Ilm al-Imam Ibn Abd al-Barr al-Malik, Sahib al-Tidhkar, Tidhkar wa al-Tamheed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this ayah that those the idol worshippers are calling them, are asking them, that they themselves are in a state of seeking a way to get close to Allah Azza wa Jal. They themselves are in a state of fear and in a state of hope in Allah Azza wa Jal. So someone who himself fears Allah, who himself seeking the hope, the mercy of Allah, who himself trying his best to please Allah, how do you go after him and you seek through him closeness? Imagine someone who is standing before one's house to ask him bread, to ask him $1. You go in line, you go behind him. You want to ask him that one. Does that make sense? La ya akhi. He himself doesn't have. How do you ask him? فَاقِدُ شَيْءٍ لَا يُعْطِي. Someone who has nothing gives nothing. So he himself is begging, asking people, asking, he need help. And you go after him, asking him? La, go straight. Ask the one he's asking. Al-Muhim. Just to understand, in the ayah Allah mentioned that they themselves, those they call, the idol worship calling them, worshipping them, seeking their closeness, seeking them to get them nearer to Allah. They themselves are seeking what they are seeking. نعم أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه إن عذاب ربك كان محذورا. So this is a proof not to call who, based on the tafsir of the Salaf, not to call who? The angels. And who? Prophet Isa and Maryam. And who? The jinn. The way of the Salaf al-Salih, when they make tafsir on Quran, يفسرون ببعض أفراد معناه. A general meaning, they make the tafsir, the interpretation, of one part of it. So when they say angel, when they say others, they say Prophet Isa and Maryam, others they say the jinn, no difference. The ayah encompasses all of it. It's whoever has intellect and in a state of getting closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know the angels worship Allah 24 hours. They don't get tired. We know the Prophet Isa is alive. He's in a state of worship. He's alive. Even the messengers, the Prophet who died, they are worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They sound hadith. They pray in their grave. Those prophets who die, they're worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We already agree on something wrong, you catch it. Barakallahu fi. هذا اتفاق بيننا. طيب. Then the Sheikh said, ودليل الأحجار والأشجار قوله تعالى أفرأيتم اللات والعزة ومناة الثالثة الأخرى. And the proof of not worshipping the rocks is, and the proof of that stones and trees are worshipped. Some people used to worship the stones and the trees is his, the Most High saying, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى وَمَنَاتَ الثَّالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَى. And how about, or have you considered اللاتَ, العُزَّى, and منات? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this ayah the names of the biggest idols, the idol worship that the Prophet used to worship. One is called Lata. Another one is called Uzza. Another one is called Manata. Three idols. One was a human being. Lata, who used to honor people who go into the pilgrimage, those who go into Hajj, Jahiliyyah time. So they grieve for him when he died. They say, let me remember what he used to do. And then they build a big building. And they put the curtains of the Kaaba to resemble the Kaaba in Mecca. And that's in Taif. Qabilatul Thaqaf, Al-Thaqafiyya. Al-Thaqif, Bani Thaqif. So it was like a Kaaba. But originally was that man, righteous man. كان يلت السويق. He used to mix the date and the bread, and he used to make very special food. That's the Lata. And his name, Lata, subhanallah, to magnify him, to honor him, to make the ignorant to worship him. Where they take the name from? From the name of Allah. But they make it iyadan billah feminine. So Lata from Allah. To make people scared. They give him the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, that idol. The second idol they used to worship is Al-Uzza. Al-Uzza. Quraysh used to worship this one. Al-Uzza. Do you remember the day the idol worshippers in the Uhud, in the battle of Uhud, hurt the messenger so badly and killed someone of his companion? What Abu Sufyan said, who was from the idol worshippers, but later, alhamdulillah, became from the biggest of the companion of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Abu Sufyan, he called. He said, where is Muhammad? Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba not to answer. You know what they spread? Prophet ﷺ was killed. Even some Muslims believe that. In the middle of the battle was spread, Prophet ﷺ was killed. So when the battle ended and they killed the idol worship, killed seven of the companions of the Messenger, including Mus'ab ibn Umair, including Hamza, including. And the battle stopped. They call. Is Muhammad alive? The Prophet ﷺ said to his Sahaba, don't answer to them. Is Abu Bakr alive? Prophet ﷺ said, don't answer to them. If Umar alive, Prophet ﷺ told them, don't answer to them. Abu Sufyan, what he said? He thought, all those die. So he said, Lana Uzza wa la Uzza lakum. We have Uzza, that idol, means the one who supported us, gave us the victory. And Uzza was a tree. Was a tree. But Shaytan entered that tree. Shaytan, real Shaytan, entered that tree. And used to talk to those, and used to show them signs. Those. So they used to worship. And every place, many places, these people, even today, those they call saint, they worship, there is jinn in there who does some actions, some lights, some speech, some movement. Sometimes even bringing food, jinn bring food to those graves. And this is a big deception to those people. Sometimes the jinn comes out the grave in the form of whoever there was there. The sheikh, they knew him. The man, they knew him. Himself, his image comes because Shaitan comes in that form. And subhanallah, the power Allah gave the angels and the jinn is that they can shape themselves to a human image, rather to a specific person. Angel Jibril alayhi salam used to come to the Prophet in a form of who? Of one of the Sahaba, Khalif ibn Na'am. Dihya ibn Ibn Dihya, Ibn Dihya al-Kilb. Name was not included in Khalifa. Yes. دحية نعم إنه كل بد نيم خليفة وزن يقولون أوكي anyway بارك الله فيك. So المهم the angels come to a form of a human being. An angel may come to you in a form of poor person asking you help. He's an angel. The same way, likewise, the jinn can come to you in a form of a human being. As he came to the Quraysh the day of Battle of Badr. As the shaitan came to the Quraysh in Darun Nadwa, when they were talking about what to do to the Prophet ﷺ. Shaitan was there. He came in a form of someone who was not there from the elders. Yes. Yeah, Abu Huraira. Yes. Who took the food from Abu Huraira? Zakatul Fitr. Shaitan came. Al-Muhim. So this is a big fitna to these people. So the same thing here. Al-Uzza was a tree. And there was around it this shaitan, shaitana, female, who killed, who the Prophet ﷺ sent to kill, Khalid ibn Walid, radiallahu anhu. And when he went there, he destroyed the tree. Khalid went to the back to the Prophet ﷺ, oh, Messenger of Allah, I kill Uzza. Prophet ﷺ, you didn't kill. He said to him, you didn't kill. Go back. There he find this creation. And he killed it. Prophet ﷺ said, there you did. Now you did. Kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Al-Muhim. So Uzza is the idol of the Quraysh. So the point is, Abu Sufyan said, Lana Uzza wa la Uzza lakum. We have Uzza with us. You Muslims don't have Uzza. There Prophet ﷺ, he answered. He said, answer to him. The Sahaba said, what do we say to him? Prophet ﷺ said, say, Lana Allahu Mawlana wa la Mawla lakum. Allahu Mawlana wa la Mawla lakum. Allah is our supporter, our assister, our help, our aid. You have no one. This is a test. Allah has wisdom. Muslims to lose, to have whatever they have of difficulty that day. It's not because Allah is not able. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has hikmah, wisdom. So much wisdom. ولله الحمد والمنة. Those who claim now Prophet ﷺ worship Prophet Muhammad too much extreme, exaggerate him. The reality is there. In the battle of Uhud, he was hurt, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was bleeding, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His sahaba were killed in front of him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is he now is the unseen? Where is he is this? He is this? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of them even deny he died. Some Sufia, they don't believe Prophet ﷺ died. They say, you cannot see. All these examples. But if you go to the history, that's again is them. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Bashar, who human being. But who Bashar? A messenger. The best of the creation. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone who doesn't believe in him, never enter Jannah. From the people of fire. But he is not sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worshipped. He was a slave of Allah, Abdullah wa Rasuluhu. So, slave of Allah and his messenger. So, Al-Uzza is the idol of Quraysh. Where they take this name from? Al-Aziz. The name of Allah of Al-Aziz. They make it feminine. Again. You know, those idol worshippers used to worship the angels. Why? Because they used to consider the angels being what? Iyadan billah, the door of Allah, subhanallah. And the third idol of those people, idol worship, the mushrikun, was Al-Manat. Al-Manat was a rock. They used to worship rock. Again, covering with something. And all has to have something to do with a righteous one. Either an angel or a prophet or a righteous person. It was not just a tree. It was not just a rock. There is someone they had in their mind who was there, who touched there, who died there, and the like. Also, Manata, they take from the name of Allah, Al-Mannan. From the names of Allah, Al-Mannan, they took and they give to that idol and make it feminine, Manata. So Allah is questioning them. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّةِ وَمَنَاتَ الثَّالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَى أَلَكُمُ الذَّكَرُ وَلَهُ الْأُنْثَى. So this ayah is a rejection to worship who? To worship a tree, to worship a rock, to worship a righteous one. That's the proof. So no tree worshiping, no rock worshiping or stones. Then the Sheikh mentioned حديث أبي واقد الليثي رضي الله عنه قال خرجنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى حنين ونحن حدثاء عهد بكفر وللمشركين سدرة يعكفون عندها وينوطون بها أسلحتهم يقال لها ذات أنواط نعم مرفوع. Be careful. مرفوع. طيب. Yes, مرفوع. Why? فاعل. That's one answer. فاعل. فاعل. طيب. Now you're right. أحسن. نائب فاعل. بارك الله فيك. يقال هذا الفعل فعل مضارع مغير الصيغة. يقال ذات أنواط فمررنا بسدرة فقلنا يا رسول اجعل لنا ذات أنواط حوضنا ذات مفعول به أحسنت بارك الله فيك. So the same word sometimes is مرفوع is ذات sometimes is منصوب ذات because it depends with the position of the word. So even if there is no vowel, if you know those rules, you should know how to read it. Therefore the Arabs, they read the Arabic without vowels. Until now, the Arabic newspapers doesn't have vowels. No vowel. Only dots. Even the time Prophet ﷺ, no dots even. Quran Sahaba used to write without dots. Let alone vowel, fatha, kasra, dhamma, la. Because this is the language. Now where we are, even with that, it's hard on us to read. Yes. المهم. اجعل لنا ذات أنواط كما لهم ذات أنواط. How about this one? كما لهم ذات. If you mention this, Jamali, you should get price. Money. الله أعلم. How much? At least $1. Yes. At least. Yes. You get more, alhamdulillah. If not, then that's your right. اجعل لنا ذا كما لهم ذات. How that? Why مرفوع? Or is wrong? Is منصوب? مرفوع. Why? Be careful, this one. I'm telling you. You don't know. I'm telling you. I make you scared. Yes. كما لهم ذات and what? نعم. لا يجاوب سؤال بسؤال. You don't answer with question. نعم. كما لهم ذات أنواط. لقمان. وزع عرب. كما لهم ذات أنواط. That too, نعم. Why is it مرفوع or is منصوب? أحسن. You get the price. It's $3 inshallah. بارك الله فيك. طيب. That's right. It's مبتدا مؤخر. جار مجرور خبر مقدم. أي ذات أنواط لهم. لهم ذات أنواط. في المسجد زيد. المهم. So this hadith, Subhanallah, look this hadith and what people are doing today. I want to read, Akhi, this. You try, by the way, you have another $2. So all together, $5, inshallah.
And the hadith of Abu Waqid al-Laythi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, "We departed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Hunayn, and we had recently left Kufr. The mushrikeen used to have a tree which they used to devote themselves to and hang their weapons upon. They used to call it that Anwat. We passed by a tree and said, 'O Messenger of Allah, appoint for us a that Anwat like they have a that Anwat.' He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. By the one in whose hand is my soul, these are the ways. The like of what you have said is what Bani Israel said to Musa.'"
Thanks, Ayesh.
In the ayah, "Make for us a god as they have a god."
No. Okay. The explanation of the hadith. Okay, the sharh. Okay.
From Abu Waqid al-Laythi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was amongst those who accepted Islam after during the year of conquest, 8 years after the Hijrah. Abu Waqid radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying, "They used to call it that Anwat. Anwat is the plural of Naut, which means clinging or hanging, i.e. something upon which things are hung. They used to hang their weapons on it to seek blessings from it." So some of the companions uttered this statement as they had recently accepted Islam and they were still not fully aware of Tawheed. Abu Waqid radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying, "Appoint for us a dhat anwat, like they have a dhat anwat." This is the problem of blind following and imitation. It is from the greatest of the trials, and due to this the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amazed and said, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was astonished by something or repeated something, he would make takbir or say subhanallah repeatedly. His sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "These are the ways," means the path which the people travel along, some of them following others. So the reason which led you to this is following the ways of those who came before you in imitation of the mushrikeen. His sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "The like of what you have said is what Bani Israel said to Musa." The translation of ayah, "Make for us a god as they have gods." He said, "Verily you are an ignorant people." When Musa alayhi salam crossed the sea with Bani Israel and Allah drowned their enemies in it while they were watching, they passed by some mushrikeen who used to devote themselves to the idols. So they said to Musa alayhi salam, "Make for us a god as they have gods." He said, "Verily you are an ignorant people." He rejected their saying and said, "Verily these people will be destroyed for that which they engaged in." I.e. the evil and falsehood. "And all that they are doing is in vain. This is due to the fact that it was shirk." He said, "Shall I seek for you a god other than Allah while he has given you superiority over the alameen?" So Musa alayhi salam rejected their saying just as our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam rejected the saying of these individuals. However, the people of Musa alayhi salam and those with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not commit shirk. So Bani Israel did not commit shirk when they uttered this statement because they did not carry out the act, just as the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not carry it out. Rather, Allah saved them, and when their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited them, they ceased and uttered this statement out of ignorance and not intentionally. So when they came to know that it was shirk, they ceased and they did not act upon it, and if they had carried it out, they would have committed shirk with Allah the Mighty and Majestic.
Ahsant, barakallahu fi. Then the Shaykh Rahimahullah, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahab, mentioned this hadith, hadith wa Abi Waqid al-Laythi, one of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated the hadith that they were with the Prophet Sallam to the place called Hunayn. And that some of the Sahaba, including Abu Waqid himself, were new to Islam. Abu Waqid, he accepted Islam the 8th year when the Prophet Sallam conquered Makkah, the same year. Then the Prophet, he went to Hunayn, another place, from Makkah to Hunayn, Jazakallah khair. So Abu Waqid was a new Muslim, radiallahu anhu. So he said, they passed by a tree that the idol worshippers used to devote to it. I'tikaf, devotion, being around it, being gathering around it, because of believing blessings in it. They used to hang on their weapon on it. They believe if the weapon touch this tree, it will be strong, it will be blessed, and the like. So when they passed by that tree, and it has that name, that to Anwat, the one which the weapon and the like is hang on. They pass by another tree. They like it. They say, they ask the messenger, they make a request, O messenger, make for us that to Anwat, as those people have that to Anwat. They have a special tree. Let we have the same. Even though they know those are idol worshippers. But they are amazed with what they are upon. So a Muslim who may not know much about the deen may think that blindly following the idol worshippers and the kuffar may consider good. Today you see those people who celebrate for the birthday of the Prophet ﷺ. The ulama, they mention, what's the cause? Why? They say, taqleedan lil-Nasara. The blind following the Christians who celebrate for the Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And you hear some of them today who tell you, Prophet Muhammad is bigger than Prophet Isa. If those idol worship are honoring the Mushrik, the Nasara, Christian, honoring Prophet Isa, why we don't honor our Prophet? Taqleed. And that is principle in the Sharia, to never the disbelievers, to be the opposite. They go right, go left. When it comes to the ibadah, act of worship. As for worldly life, if they are right, yes. And to ma'alam bi murid dayakum. But as for religion, la, you don't take religion from them. You take your religion from the Quran and Sunnah. Ala fahmi salafi al-ummah. So they ask, why the Sahabi mentioned this statement? Why radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, وَنَحْنُ حُدَثَاءُ عَهْدٍ بِكُفْرِينَ? Why he mentioned that they were new to Islam? What's the reason? Very good. So you know what was the cause of asking, making this request. It's because of ignorance. So this is a proof that a Muslim may even ask for shirk without knowing it, thinking he's pleasing Allah. Even though they have a knowledge, from the knowledge they had, that they need to request that from the Prophet ﷺ. They don't have to do. They have to have permission to do it. So they asked the Messenger ﷺ to let them do that. They didn't go there and do it. At least they have this understanding. And also, when the Prophet ﷺ rejected that, they give up. And this is the way a Muslim should be. We human, we have mistakes. But when we are corrected, we never should ever feel arrogant. Rather, we should accept the haq. This is the person who is upon guidance. If he mistake, Alhamdulillah is so generous, forgiving. When his slave is honest, but he mistake. And if he corrects, he corrects. Naam. So they asked the Messenger to have a tree like that. Prophet was very mad at that statement. The ulama, they say, how they know Prophet was mad? Because the statement he used. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Innaha sunan. Wallahi. Innaha sunan. It is a ways. This is a way. This is a ways. You said what people of Musa said to Musa. Let we have gods as they have gods. Let we have a god as they have gods. Prophet Muhammad is referring to the ayah in Surah. اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة قال إنكم قوم تجهلون. Which verse is this surah? This ayah. Which surah is it? Surah Al-A'raf. أحسنتم. وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل البحر فأتوا على قوم يعكفون على أصنام لهم قالوا يا موسى اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة. The same thing happened with some of the Muslims at the time Prophet Musa عليه السلام. When Allah saved them from Fir'aun and they crossed the ocean, they have seen people worshiping idols. They say, oh, Prophet Musa, اجعل لنا إلها, let we have God, كما لهم آلهة, as they have gods. قال إنكم قوم تجهلون. He said, you are a people of ignorance. إن هؤلاء متبر ما هم فيه وباطل ما كانوا يعمل. These are being destroyed and what they are doing it. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned that what the Sahaba, what those Muslims said to him of making this request of having a tree to devote themselves to it and to hang the weapon on it, it means let we have a God other than Allah Azza wa Jal. And that it contrary to La ilaha illallah. Now, some people, they do this, seek blessings from the trees, and it was not that far, I mentioned. A few months back, maybe 3-4 months, they had a group of people, of Muslims. They came to make Umrah, Mecca, and Allahu A'lam, who give this revelation. They end up seeking blessings on a tree. Being in line, seeking blessings, waving over their clothes, their hands, bringing children, the elders, large number. You see that. Subhanallah. Jazahullahu khairan, the Amir of Mecca was informed. They mentioned this is what happening. It was close to, if I'm not mistaken, around Taif. Jazahullahu khairan. He commanded, give order to cut that tree, to level it, so they have no way to get it. And you see that he sent those machines. You see the tree being destroyed. Subhanallah. After 3 days, you don't know where the tree is. Jazahumullahu khairan. Some area in a Muslim land, it is the government who built this. There is ministry of whole ministry. Wazara. Fi bina'i al-qubur wal-qibab. Building the graves and those things. Go in Egypt and see Qabr Hussein, Qabr Badawi. Go every country. La ilaha illallah. In Somalia, there is a grave like that. You know what they call the city? They call Baladul Amin. They give the name of Mecca. Number one, have that one. Number two, when you come to that, people, they come, they have to circle, make tawaf 7 times. While they are on their cars, people have to pray 2 rak'ah. The same thing. Sudan, different. All. Some people, if you talk about their country having these things, they get mad. Why did this brother mention our country? Wallahi, some people, they get mad. When you mention this country, people out there, they are upon innovations. People out there, they are upon deviation. He feels sometimes bad talking about his country. Astaghfirullah. What do you have to do with some people committing shirk, ya akhi? Where is wala wal bara lillah? Where is loving for the sake of Allah and hating for the sake of Allah? What do you have to do? What kind of connection you have with shirk? If you are a true believer, it doesn't matter. It's your father, your brother, your mother. He's not upon Tawheed. He's not upon Tawheed. The one who is upon Tawheed comes from all over the world, from Australia. He's your brother. This is if somebody is upon true Tawheed. You love for Allah, you hate for Allah. Subhanallah. You welcome someone based on how much he's welcome. He welcomed the Sunnah. So, inshallah, we conclude with this talk. And it's not allowed to seek blessings in trees and rocks or these objects. For two hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, both. One relate to the black stone. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he came to the black stone, he said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ حَجَرٌ لَا تَضُرُّ وَلَا تَنْفَى وَلَوْلَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ يُقَبِّلُكَ مَا قَبَّلْتُ. I indeed know that you are a stone. Prophet Umar radiallahu ta'ala addressed who? He addressed the black stone in the Kaaba, a stone from Jannah, not from earth stones, from paradise, up. The heaven is up. Ihbitu. It is the stone who the Prophet Muhammad sallam kissed it, greet it, and the rest of the believers. Umar radiallahu anhu, is Khalifa, is addressing it. He said, I know you are a stone. And if I wouldn't see the Messenger of Allah kissing you, I wouldn't kiss you. So this is the aqid of Umar. He's teaching people. He learned this from Prophet Muhammad, not to kiss except what Prophet kissed. So Umar, he's not seeking blessings from kissing the black stone. He knows that the black stone benefit nothing, harm nothing. He's only doing to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other narration is in Sahih al-Bukhari as well. From the son of Umar radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that the Shajaratul Ridwan, the tree which Allah mentioned in Quran Surah Al-Fath, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with his companion, with the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they give allegiance to the Prophet under the tree. يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. They give allegiance under the tree. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Indeed, Allah is pleased with the believers when they give allegiance to you under the tree. That tree. Who sit under it? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with them who were under that, the companion. Where this tree is mentioned in Quran, Surah Al-Fath. How great this tree is. If a tree is going to be great. But yet, the Sahabi Ibn Umar, he said, next year, we came to, two of us didn't agree upon where the tree is. They didn't know the tree. And he said, this is the point. وَهَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And he said, this is a mercy from Allah. Ibn Umar said, this is rahmah min Allah. And Imam Ibn Hajar, he explained in his Sahih, Fathul Bari, in his Fathul Bari, he explained what it means. And Imam Nawawi, the same thing, when he explained Sahih Muslim, he explained what it means, the same clue. Means if that tree would remain, there would have been, there's a fear, the Sahabi feared they would have been ignorant Muslims who would have worshipped at the end of the day. So this is the understanding of Sahaba. This is the best stone and this is the best tree. With that, the Sahaba see mercy from Allah not to honor it and not to worship it. After that, are you ready to honor a tree is in where it is? Or a stone? هذا فهم الصحابة. نسأل الله الكريم أن يعيننا على اتباع ذلك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.